Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
I've been in the danger zone.
He got a bat.
Minus 5 stars.
Yeah, yeah. Mungo.
Huh?
Yeah, my five. We got a user.
Jeff Harvey.
How much is a Skyway?
Play. 4-5-21.
Fuck him.
Red Dragon.
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome to a special Am I Still in the Air? Because they're always special. Every episode of Am I Still in the Air is very, very special. But no, I'm very excited to bring you this one here. We have already had the season finale of Am I on the Air for 2014. No new episode this week. Didn't think I was going to have a new episode out until the new year. 2015, literally right around the corner. It is Tuesday night, December the 30th. We're recording this about 11 p.m. And I decided I want to squeeze in one more episode in 2014, a special Am I Still in the Air, as we turn the page here into 2015, because we're such big movie lovers. What better time but to count down our most anticipated films of 2015. Now, usually I only do this for the summer films. Every year I do a countdown of my, you know, most anticipated summer films, and at the end of the summer we do our, you know, basically our countdown of how everything kind of stacked out. That's pretty typical of what we always do. This year I decided, let's just take the whole calendar year, because there's a lot of stuff coming out this year, and some of this stuff has nothing to do with the summertime. So it was too big of a year to not discuss the year in general, so I figured this is a great time to do an Am I Still on the Air, our 10 most anticipated films of the summer. And I'm happy to be joined once again by some peeps of mine that you know very well from Red Dragons Radio. One, Geeky Pat, what up?
Hey, Geek Nation.
Geek Nation in the house. And, of course, the host of the People's Forum, Peeps, what up?
What it do, what it do. Thanks for having me on, my man.
Oh, yeah, you know what it is. So, myself, Geeky Pat, and Peeps, we will run down our 10 most anticipated films of 2015. We'll also talk about some honorable mentions, ones that just barely didn't make the list. And we're also later on the show going to discuss what our worst film of 2014 was, because we can't go into the new year without reflecting back just a tad on what we hated the most of 2014. And if you can think of it, maybe we'll say what our favorite film of 2014 was also. So, goody goody.
I might be able to think about that.
So, let's go into it. I'm going to actually send it right over to Geeky Pat over here. He's going to kick it off. So tell us, Mr. Pat, what are your honorable mentions and your top 10 most anticipated films of 2015?
Well, let me tell you both right now. This was actually really, really hard for me. There's a lot of great movies. Some stood out, others was a toss-up, right? So my honorable mention, basically, Jurassic World. I'm going to see that movie, but it didn't make my top 10. San Andreas, that would look... I'm a sucker for disaster movies. I mean, I watch even a lot of bad disaster movies because I don't know they're bad until I get into them. So this one looks really good. Tomorrowland looks really good. Chappie, I want to see that one. Ted 2, definitely. And I... Fantastic Four, kind of. I wouldn't mind that one, I guess. I the more I hear about Fantastic Four, the more worried I am about the movie. So I don't know. But I kind of anticipating at least watching it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you still got to hope for the best.
I can't believe I said that makes sense again. Anyway, so I got to stop that. And then there's some other comics. There's so many movies here that I want to see. Hot Tub Time Machine 2. I mean, The Wedding Ringer, you know, just... Get hard. There's a bunch of movies in here I want to see, but it's just not enough to make my top 10. My top 10, though, number one, I always start with number 10 and go up.
Yeah, I say number 10.
Yes, okay. 10, we count down to number one.
There you go. You know.
Come on.
Kingsman, the Secret Service, is my number 10. My number nine is Taken 3.
Hey, you can take the time to elaborate too. You don't have to just spit through your list. Tell us why you're anticipating it so much that these films stand out of the pack from the rest of the movies you just said you were anticipating.
Like, Kingsman looks really cool. I mean, it looked really cool when I first saw the trailers and they started releasing it. It's kind of like, I think it could be like a promising franchise going forward. I think there definitely could be some sequels. I like the kid they have in it. Michael Caine's in it. He looked really cool. You know, I mean, the villain is Nick Fury. What's his name? I'm brain farting right now.
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel?
Nick Fury. Jackson. Nick Fury's good. Nick Fury.
No, it looks really good. I'm really excited about it. I think that it's action-packed. It looks funny. It's everything I want in an action movie. And like I said, I feel like it could become a bigger franchise than maybe most people think. It reminds me kind of a comic book or something. It looks really cool. Taken 3. I'm a big fan of the Taken series, even though Taken 2 was a little rough. But Taken 3 looks really good. It has Liam Neeson in it. This time he's still the take no names, take no prisoners kind of guy. But he gets framed, I think, for his wife's murder, according to the trailer.
Yep.
And so there's no spoilers. That's all in the trailer. And now he's got to prove himself innocent, and it definitely looks cool. And so. I don't know. I'm a big sucker for Liam Neeson. So I like his movies. I like the idea of this movie. I love this franchise, and I'm sure he's not going to disappoint in it. So that's my number three. This one may not be on anyone else's list, but it's going to be my number. I mean, sorry, not my number three. It's my number nine. It's Taken 3. Number eight, which is Mad Max Fury Road. I'm a big Mad Max fan. It was one of the first like post-apocalyptic movies I actually got to watch. My dad introduced me, I think, to the second one first. And I've just loved it. And this one doesn't look like it's going to disappoint in any way. It's a Mad Max movie through and through. I really can't say any more than that. I mean, Tom Hardy, I didn't even recognize Charlize Theron in it until you told me that's who it was there. On the first couple trailers, I didn't even know it was her. The newest trailer says her name, but wow, she looks totally different. Looks awesome in the movie. I think I'm really gonna enjoy that movie as far as Mad Max. It looks like I was reading about how they might remake Mad Max, and I don't think they're gonna disappoint this time.
It's definitely gonna be a lot of fun, I say.
Hell yeah.
Then my number seven is Terminator Genisys with that weird spelling, S-Y-S. I'm a giant fan of the Terminator series, all of them. So I even got the TV series on DVD. I don't have my Blu-ray, but it's good. From the trailer that I actually saw today, it looks fantastic. I mean, I didn't know how old Arnold was going to work in with the way they did things, but it looks, I don't, I think he does. It looks plausible. It looked great. And the girl that plays Sarah Connor in the preview, Jai Courtney, better name.
No, Jai Courtney's
the guy. yeah. Amelia Clark or something like that. I remember now. Anyway, I remember they're both in the movie, but,
come on, man. Jai Courtney's in Suicide Squad. You got to know what's up.
Yeah. He is too. It's gonna be awesome. Anyway, she looks like Sarah Connor, like a really young Sarah Connor. So I think they did a really good pick there. So I'm really excited about that movie. I want to see what they're gonna do with the franchise, how they're gonna further it. I like the idea that they're bringing life back into it. And it's kind of like that being a reboot, you know? So that's cool. My number six, they really made me anticipate my number six. It made me wait for it. It's just, I'm a sci-fi nut, and so it really grabbed me when I first saw it. It's done by the Matrix guys, so Jupiter Ascending is my number six. I don't know what to tell you. It just looks like a science fiction novel. It puked out onto the screen. It's everything you want, spaceships and twists and grand empires in space and the way that they have it set up, like we were kind of like a seeded planet and she's royalty and the reincarnation of this queen. And then, you know, you have Channing Tatum. I got his name right. Channing Tatum, and he looks cool. Mila Kunis, come on, hot as can be. It just looks like a really good science fiction movie, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't think they're going to disappoint in that one either. Number five is Ant-Man. I'm an Ant-Man fan. In the comic book, he
unless
is one
he's
of my...
beating wives.
I knew that was
coming. I don't know what he's going to talk about. I'm totally okay with white beat. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I did kind of go on a rant, but. In this movie, there's no wife beating. We discussed this in a couple geeky paths. I mean, this week with the geeks, no wife beating in this Ant-Man, so we're good there. But I did like Scott Lang, and I do like Hank Pym, so both of them are pretty good, especially both in this movie. I've always liked Ant-Man as a character. I didn't like him as much as Giant Man, but you know when he was giant. But now I like him as Ant-Man, so. It's a Marvel movie. I don't think they're going to go wrong. I love Paul Rudd. So pretty much anything he's in is funny or great anyway. Even when he was in like Fight Club, he was awesome. So I really like him as a character, I mean, as an actor. And I really like the idea of this movie. So it made it to my number five. From this point on, it got really, really hard for me. People are gonna be screaming at the podcast at whatever mechanism they're listening to your podcast on, but this was hard for me. Number four, I have Spectre, the new James Bond movie. I love James Bond. I read all the books. I own all the movies. And this is just the next in the line of James Bond movies. And Daniel Craig is awesome. So I want to see what's going on. But they've kind of kept this. A little hush hush till I guess Korea leaked something. I can't find it on the internet, that script, but it looks outstanding. It sounds cool. I'm a Bond fan. I'm really anticipating Spectre.
Now, is that the one that they're talking? It might be Idris Elba, or is that like in the future?
No, Idris Elba. They're talking about way in the future.
Okay.
Like after Daniel Craig's done, Spectre is Daniel Craig still.
Right on. Makes sense.
Number three. This starts getting hard here. Star Wars Episode 7. The Force Awakens. Come on. It's been like 30 years after Return of the Jedi. I need a Star Wars movie that's good. And this one looks good. It looks awesome. I don't know about the little soccer ball R2 unit. It's the only thing that's got me scared. But I love the Sith sword, the Millennium Falcon. I just like everything in that video.
Black Stormtroopers.
Yay, Black Stormtroopers are awesome, brother.
Bring it on.
He's not right. A Stormtrooper. He's just pretending to be one for a mission.
Dude, he was black. He was a Stormtrooper armor. He's a black.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah.
Hey, I've seen pictures of the toy already. He is not a Stormtrooper.
the toy's the final verdict. Still, I don't care. I liked everything I saw in that video. I'm excited about the new cast coming back. I'm excited about J.J. Abrams. I'm excited about no George Lucas. So that means Jar Jar Binks, unless that's what that little R2 thing is. But anyway, I'm excited about...
Misa like a soccer ball.
I hate you. Anyway,
that was good.
I am excited about it. It was good. But Star Wars, it's Star Wars. And I think this is the movie we really kind of wanted and the first three didn't deliver, you know? So, I don't know about you guys, but definitely my top three there. It's my number three. The next one... I'm anticipating it. I'm very excited about it. There's some sadness to it for me. There's a lot to it that why it's at the top of my list, which should be number two is Furious 7. I'm a big Fast and Furious fan. I own all the ones up to this one. I love everybody in this movie. Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson. I mean, come on. But the sad part is it's also Paul Walker's last Fast and the Furious movie. Are in that series because, of course, he passed on. So that does help. I mean, I'm excited to see him in this role. because of that and see what they did with it, but also because it's a great story. And the way that they, me and you talk about this, Don, last time we got together, maybe it was the time before, I can't remember, but we were talking about how they kind of wrapped it together where it was this guy was the bad guy, you know, Jason Statham, and how it was like not an accident, like it was all planned. He smashes into him, and I just, awesome. It built up all this excitement, and then like it's like, let's go get him. So let's see what happens with Dominic, you know, let's see what happens with the whole Toretto and his family. That's what I want to see. I'm really excited about it. Again, it has some sad, you know, sadness for me because Paul Walker's in it, and this is going to probably be the last time I see him in that series. Hopefully they do him justice in the way they have him end the series out will do his character justice too. It's a hard position they were in, and I'm sure they'll do it tastefully. My number one, honestly, there was no. This was the top of my list without no.
I bet problem. I can guess it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Yep, Avengers: Age of Ultron.
I was going to say Magic Mike. I guess that's not
Double
it.
Double XL, baby.
You know, it's hard to pick that movie. Really wants. It has Gambit in that movie too, No, it's just, it doesn't. But Avengers Age of Ultron.
I heard Dong Mega was going to make a cameo in that.
You got to wait and see.
All right, so.
Boom, boom,
boom. I'm excited about it. I mean, Tony Stark's and his company just, you know, builds the everybody's ultimate villain. No, I'm just kidding. But it really is a great movie. It looks awesome. The trailer, I think when Dawn told me the trailer was out, it wasn't supposed to be out, I guess, when that happened. And I watched it like 6 or 7 times on my phone at work because it was just, it was so cool. I mean, everything about it, the way that it's pacing, the creepy Pinocchio song, characters, the way they're fighting. And then you have Hulk fighting the Hulkbuster suit. It was like this little kid in me was doing backflips and screaming, yay! It was everything this geek needed in an Avengers sequel. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I totally think that I feel like the Avengers itself isn't going to be the same afterwards. And so for me, that's exciting. I'm very looking forward to it. It's going to change the way I think a lot of things are. I'm excited that like Don was saying on his last show, that it's going to wrap into the Shield. They're all going to be part of this stuff. And so I just want to see what's going on now. I'm ready for this story. It hits me on the level of the movies. It hits me on the level of the TV show. And so it's got me in this universe. And now I got to know what's going to happen. So it's like my number one anticipated film of the year.
Oh, yeah. So real quickly, just run down 10 through 1 again.
Kingsman: The Secret Service. Number 9 is Taken 3. Number 8 is Mad Max: Fury Road. Number 7, Terminator: Genesis. Number 6, Jupiter Ascending. Number 5, Ant-Man. Number 4, Spectre. Number 3, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, or Soccer Ball R2. Number 2, Furious 7. Number 1, Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Alrighty, yeah, so there you go. There's Geeky Pat's list, and I think, you know, I think it's a pretty solid list. I think we're going to hear some duplicates in there when we roll around. But yeah, let's switch it on over to Peeps, and what you got, honorable mentions, and your top 10, my man.
Right on, right on. And again, thank you for inviting me to the special. I feel special for being on the special, so this is a special moment for me.
Special
Appreciate
moment,
it.
2014 going in the books, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty, so honorable mentions mirror Pat's generally. I mean, but Ex Machina. You've been talking about this like for a while, Don, and every time you mention it, I think of there's a game that kind of has a similar name.
Yeah, exactly.
But so I think of that, and so like just the other day, I saw the Ex Machina for the first time, and man, like. I don't know. It has all these like weird elements to it. It kind of has that. What's that other movie coming out with that robot that's alive, like Johnny Five?
Chappie.
Yeah. So I mean, but Ex Machina, it just kind of takes that to a different level. And I don't know. It really looks. That it almost made the list. It barely got bumped. The Jungle Book. I mean, that's one of my top favorite Disney movies, and it, just the fact that they're remaking it, I'm really excited to see that. Seventh Son, that might end up being horrible.
Oh, it's gonna be so bad.
I know, but there's something in me. I just gotta see it. I don't know. I gotta see demons and I don't know. I want to see it. There you go. And yeah, a Fantastic Four as well. You know, Geeky Pat, anybody that's listened to the, you know, People's Forum or any of the other previous shows knows that I'm a huge comic book fan, but there's one Marvel comic book team that I'm just not that interested in, and it's always been the Fantastic Four. And the fact that they're trying to spin this in with another, you know, franchise that I'm not really too excited about, like, I don't really have any high hopes for this movie. I'm definitely going to see it, but I'm not looking forward to this at all. They definitely should have casted it's cool that Koba's Dr. Doom, but I would like to see an older, you know, more seasoned Dr. Doom. But I get why they're doing it. Don's explained it a million times to me, and I get it, but I don't want it. So, whatevs. But those are my honorable mentions. So let's go ahead and get into the people's list of 2015. Number 10. And again, Don, I see why you invite Pat and I, you know, along with yourself, because, you know, we all have our own different kind of point of views on things. So there's going to be some movies on here that you guys are going to be like, what? And, you know, but, you know, looking at all these trailers, doing, you know, reading all, you know, all these, you know, months since I've heard about it. I got some pretty crazy movies in here, some indie movies, if you will. I don't even know if they're even going to go to theaters, but we'll see.
That's why it's good. That's why I want to have multiple opinions, you know.
Yep,
I'm sure all the big dogs will have a lot close to the same, but, you know, it's always exactly. Cool to hear. Like, I mean, the fact that you just mentioned Jungle Book is already oh, okay. Didn't expect that one, but all right.
It's awesome having kids, so I have the excuse. So I'm not that guy. So my number 10 is a movie called It Follows. Have either one of you heard or seen this?
Nope.
it looks freaking ridiculous. It's a horror movie, and it seems like one of those psychological thrillers that you don't know if it's going to be an actual like demonic creature, or is this all in the person's head type of thing. And just the trailer is a huge mind F, and I highly recommend watching the trailer for It Follows. It's again, huge horror fan, and it looks like that movie would give me everything that I would want. And it definitely is an indie film. You know, it has all those best indie film of 2014, you know, all that funky jazz. But It Follows, check it out. It's going to be a beast. Alrighty. So number 9, not really as close, you know, to where Pat's is, but, you know, around the same area, but it is Terminator. And I can't say like I'm a huge Terminator fan in terms of the franchise. I mean, the most recent one that came out with the Avatar dude, I'm horrible with names, but
Sam Worthington.
There you go. I mean, that was good. I liked it. But the one before that, Part 3, I was like, eh. I mean, great explosions, but it was just, you know, a mirror of 2. But, you know, 1 and 2, those are my, like, I love 1 and 2. And, you know, them adding, like, its own kind of Star Trek type of reboot to the franchise. And Arnie, like, I don't care. Like, Arnie versus Arnie, like, just shoot each other up, huge explosions, and I'm sure I'm gonna like it. Just give me a Transformers type of movie where it's nothing but big explosions, and I'm okay with the story being funky, but you know, the new Terminator, the T-1000 upgrade, it looks a lot of Asian T-1000
right.
I would leave it. I believe it. Don't do it, Sean. You're on the air.
The Tasian.
Oh boy. So yes, Terminator. I'm into that. That's my number 9. Number 8. Number 8 is a tie with Geeky Pats, and that is Mad Max. The first Mad Max. You know, good movie. Whatever, classic. Beyond Thunderdome, like I know both of you know, are like big fans of that movie. And I think with this, Mad Max. I'm not excited to see Mad Max. I'm not excited to see like a reboot. Like that's fine, whatever. But I feel like I'm going to get that 80s, you know, 90s type of action and explosions without, you know, CGI and, you know, just gritty, just raunchy, you know, film. And I don't feel that I really get that often. You know, Expendables was supposed to be my, you know, my it's supposed to give me that feel that I need in terms of those types of movies. And, you know, the first one was, you know, super, super great. I love the first one. Second one, not that much of a fan. But third one.
Second one's the best one.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Awesome.
Second one is amazing.
No, sir.
You are crazy. You Mm-mm. can't beat the second one.
I don't know. I like the third one more than the second.
Get out of here! No one likes the third one better than the second one.
Dude, there's like at least...
the third one.
Nobody likes the third one, let alone likes the fourth and the second one.
Everybody, just so you know, I'm also one of the 6% that is not a fan of X-Men Days of Future Past. So
oh, gosh.
I am that guy.
You are the guy.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like Mad Max, you know, I'm just, you know, again, same thing with Terminator. I'm just looking for some ridiculous explosions and, you know, turn down the CGI a little bit and just give some old fashioned, you know, grenade launchers. You know, I'm totally okay with that. So yes, number seven, is Kingsman, the Secret Service movie. I think I saw a trailer to this when we went to go see X-Men. And, you know, and Don mentioned in the show that it's the same director of the X-Men First Class and or maybe writer.
No, it's the same director.
Director, okay. Yeah, and, you know, I loved X-Men, you know, the First Class. And, I mean, just, you know, it looks, you know, really fun. It looks like it, you know, it could be like Pat said. It gives me that comic book kind of feeling, you know, kind of what Wanted maybe should have been. And hopefully, you know, they make a little bit, you know, kind of a franchise out of this. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens with the movie, but, you know, I don't know. I hope it'll, you know, leak into more movies. We'll see. I mean, sequels is where it's at anyways nowadays. So, yeah. So that's my number seven. Number six, I'm not really going to touch on because a whole lot on because I don't know anything about it, but just watching the teaser got me really excited about it. And again, like I said, it's a movie I've never heard of. I guess it's a book. But that teaser, and I saw it on Big Hero 6, and this is Tomorrowland. Again, as I said, you know, with Jungle Book, you know, I really like those fantasy type of movies. And that teaser of Tomorrowland, again, I have no idea what it's about. Maybe once I see the actual trailer, this will completely fall off of my top 10. But that teaser by itself, it got me really excited to see it. So I cannot wait to see more of Tomorrowland. I'm trying not to read anything of it because there is a book out there, so I don't want any kind of spoilers. But yeah, Tomorrowland, number six for peeps.
For the record, that's why it's in my honorable mention. I saw that teaser trailer and it looked outstanding.
Dude,
yeah,
yes.
It's a great teaser.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Cool, cool. So, and where am I at? Five. Yes, number five is Jurassic World. I mean, really not much else I could say about this except for Chris Pratt, you know, rolling into battle with a group of
Hells yeah.
I mean, you know, I've heard.
And this only made Pat's honorable mention list. I don't understand how that happened, but
I wanted to put Crow in there too. I mean, it's just too many good movies.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But I mean, I've heard some, you know, speculations, and I don't know if this has been confirmed or not. But you know, people are thinking that, you know, Chris Pratt is probably like a dino trainer in the park, and he trains the raptors, and you know, these are probably raptors that he's raised since they were, I don't know, baby raptors, so you know, they all trust him. And I don't know, man, it's just that by itself is just enough. But everything else, you know, the CGI, the futuristic feel that they have to it, and the fact that the park is open, you know, all these movies that have came out, the park has been closed, and it's been like a group of people going there, and they're just shit out of luck. But this is it's got its own Jaws type of feel where there's thousands of people at this park when shit goes wrong. And I don't know, man. It's going to be PG, so obviously there's not going to be, you know, T-Rexes and raptors, you know, tearing heads off. But, you know, who knows? I mean, they got away with a lot in the first Jurassic Park, I thought.
Yeah,
for
they did. Yeah.
Being, yeah, I mean, it's so, you know, we'll...
You can push
we'll,
PG-13 pretty far these days.
Exactly, exactly. So
especially when it comes to violence, right?
Oh, yeah, just don't totally. Show blood. And
exactly. It's all about the blood.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. And I'm... cannot wait to see what that new dinosaur looks like, and I'm hoping they don't show it at all in the trailers. I'm hoping that this is a, you know, we're not going to see it into the actual movie. Maybe like a teaser of its foot, I don't know. But again, yeah, I don't. So Jurassic Park, man, it's going to be good. Alrighty, so number four, this didn't initially make the list. But I completely forgot about this movie, and it's kind of sad. But I am, as Pat said, I am really looking forward to this movie. And that's Ant-Man, by the way, number four. And I'm not a big Ant-Man fan, you know, Hank Pym or Scott Lang. The thing that really intrigues me about this is that this is the first film that is going to be released after the Age of Ultron. So, I mean, other than the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., this movie is going to show us the aftermath of, you know, what has happened in that Avengers movie. And we'll probably be able to, you know, get a better idea for the next, you know, group of Marvel movies coming out. And if you don't know what movies those are, you know, definitely check out Don's Am I Still on the Air episode, you know, four episodes back, where, you know, we break down the phase three of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But, you know, Ant-Man has honestly like one of the, he's like got the Aquaman version of his powers. You know, he shrinks and he retains his normal man strength when he's 1 foot or 1 inch, and he talks to ants. Like, not really much going on there, but you know, it's Marvel. Just like they said in that SNL trailer, like, it could be Marvel shopping carts and they'll make it work. You know, they have a plan for Ant-Man, and you know, they lost the director because of this great plan that they have. And you know, we'll see what, you know, we'll see what'll happen. And I have high hopes for it, and I definitely looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good one. Not Guardians of the Galaxy good, but it's going to be good. Number three. This is a movie, Don. I first heard this listening to Don's show, you know, a few months back, and it kind of bummed me out, but it also, you know, excited me, because I heard it wasn't really getting a theatrical release. They're going to be showing it, I think, at a few IMAXs, but other than that, it's going to be like direct to Netflix. And Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2. And is that right, Don?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, and the reason why this, you know, made it over Jurassic Park, Ant-Man, Terminator, and all those is because...
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get going, so...
I'm telling you.
Thank you for tuning
first,
in.
Listen. The first Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is like one of my all-time favorite movies. And the fact that the same guy, Wu Yun-ping, is, you know, coming back to direct this, and it has Donnie Yen, my favorite martial artist actor out there, plus Michelle Yu, I really want to see it. And it's called The Green Destiny, and The Green Destiny is going to – this is a movie I've seen I really like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I love these kind of movies. I love – Kung Fu movies, and they're making a second one, and they're bringing some heavy hitters in with it. It's going to be good. It is for me anyways. So Peeps is going to be all about this movie. If this might be a 5-star Peeps movie, I'm just saying. This might be the first.
you all can see it on Netflix because nobody wants to air it in their theaters.
James Garner, the four, Crouching Tiger.
Dude, you'll see.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Next.
I don't even know what you're saying, Robo Pat. So number two is Star Wars, and I mean, Pat pretty much touched on everything. And as Don said, there's going to be a black stormtrooper. So, I mean, that by itself is, you know, it's exciting. And, you know, a lot of people were upset about this the Sith lightsaber. I don't know why there's controversy about a fictional object, but whatevs. But I liked it. I thought when I saw those other two pieces sprout out, it wasn't as cool as Darth Maul's when that other half came out. And you're just like, oh, shit, in the trailer. But, you know, it was still good. It was still pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, I even heard that, what's his name, Mark Hamill said that little R2-D2 robot isn't CGI. That's an actual, I don't see how, but they say that's an actual prop that is being used. And, yeah, and like Pat said, the aluminum Falcon, you know, floating around, and the TIE fighters. It's exciting. It's good. Anyone that is a Star Wars fan got, yeah. Don, he mentioned, you know, it was a teaser. He's like, it was a teaser. What the hell? Like, yeah, it was a teaser. But to like Star Wars fans like me and Fred, and I'm sure Geeky Pat, like that teaser was enough to just. Oh, it was a great teaser, I thought.
Not one lens flare.
No, there is a lens flare in there.
Oh, I didn't see it. I guess.
when the Millennium Falcon, right?
No, it's when the TIE fighters are going across
the water. Oh, yeah. That again.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I don't know, man. There's Star Wars, it's going to be the first of many, as Don's mentioned on the show. There's going to be spinoffs. Bounty Hunter movies. There's going to be, you know, there's already a thing going on Disney right now. I think the Star Wars Rebels, which it doesn't tie into these movies, but it's all a shared universe. Yeah. And it's all like a, you know, shared canon universe. And I don't know. There's
a bad guy on that Rebel show, a Sith on there that has like his lightsaber is like kind of on a like a spindle. Like almost like he holds like a bar in the middle, but it's got like a circle around it, and the lightsaber swirls around the circle.
Inquisitor,
yeah, shit's tied. That's a badass lightsaber I want to see in real life.
Like a gyro spin.
Yeah, it's just on like a big rotator spin. It's like a propeller.
And that's one thing that you know, not to try to get off too much of a side topic, but that always, I guess. I never really understood with any of the other Star Wars movies is why are all lightsabers designed the exact same? Why aren't they're warriors? So why don't different warriors have different weapons designed specifically for that warrior? I just never got it. And
they just
then
got
now
different colors. That's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk later.
Yeah. I don't know. We are gonna have a Star Wars on the People's Forum, guarantee. But know that. But yes, sir. Okay, so yeah, Star Wars number 2. And number 1, as everybody knows and as I can agree, I guess Geeky Pat and I can agree on this one too, is Avengers 2, The Age of Ultron. I mean, watch the trailer, and that by itself is like Pat said, you know, Hulkbusters. You get to see Scarlet Witch. It was such a great trailer, and it showed Andy Serkis. It's like, who the hell is he supposed to be? And it gives us enough Ultron. And you know, some people are upset that he doesn't sound that robotic, but I think it's great that he just sounds like David Spader. But you know, a little bit of how Geeky Pat sounded earlier today. But you know, I think that's really perfect trailer. The movie itself, I mean, come on. The first Avengers, arguably, is the best Marvel film, you know, released to date. And same dude is doing it with so much more, you know, so much more candy and trinkets to sprinkle all over it. And there's just no doubt in my mind that this is going to be a beast.
And was it Josh Whedon's last one?
Yeah.
That's what I heard on your show, right, Don?
Yeah.
It makes you anticipate it more, right? See what he does with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're saying that this is, like, such a nerve-wracking, like, movie for him to put together because he put so much energy into it, and it was such a tedious, long project to work on, you know? So I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, man. And like you said, it's going to open so many more doors for the future of Marvel. And, I mean, you think about the last Avengers movie. I mean, the past Marvel movies, you know, whenever there was a big tragic incident, it only affected one area, you know, where the one just hit New York, Thor's just hit London or wherever the heck they were. But this, I think, is going to be like, if not global, then it's going to hit the entire, you know, continent of the U.S., you know, with Ultron's ability to hack into computers and all that. And it's going to impact, it's going to have such a huge impact on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it's going to create this awesome tailspin of sexiness, and I cannot wait. It's going to be good. So yeah, Don, you want me to go through my top 10 one last time? Right on. All right, number 10, please check this trailer out, everybody who's listening, as well as you two. It Follows. Number 9, Terminator Genisys. Number 8, Mad Max. 7, Kingsman. 6 is The Tomorrowland. Again, cool trailer or teaser. If y'all haven't seen it, check out the Tomorrowland teaser. I'm sure Don's got it on his.
AmIOnTheAir.com. Click on the trailers tab and you can see it all.
Hello. Everybody should know that. Number 5, Jurassic Wizard. Number 4, The Ant Guy, Ant-Man. Number 3, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2. Number 2, Star Wars, The Force is Finally Freaking Awakened for fans alike. And number 1, Avengers, The Age of My Brother, The Ultron.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little sad that there was no Fast and Furious love on there, though.
Yeah, and that's just like...
Wasn't even an honorable mention.
Sean, peeps don't know cars.
But he got Crouching Tiger in there, everybody.
Yeah,
which gave me 5 already.
I need to catch up on Fast and Furious. I fell off once Bow Wow was there. I mean, I haven't really gone back since then.
You're crazy because they've all gotten like amazing since then.
I know. I'm watching it after Dread. I'm telling you.
Oh God, which so AKA then. He'll never watch it. All right. Well, there you go. 2 lists down and 1 more to go, ladies and gentlemen. I got a handful of honorable mentions here because there's a lot of good movies coming out in 2015, and I'm even leaving some stuff off the list here, but I have a good handful in no particular order. These are just straight honorable mentions. Up is James Bond Spectre. Did not make my list, but I'm excited about it, especially since Batista is in that movie. I'm looking forward to The Last Witch Hunter, which is a new Vin Diesel film coming out this year. I'm just a big Vin Diesel fan, and even though I haven't even seen a trailer or anything for this movie,
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Looking forward to the Vacation semi-reboot film with basically Ed Helms playing the new Rusty Griswold, and Thor is in this movie, and Christina Applegate and Chevy Chase, and I bet you this film's just going to be hilarious, so I'm very excited about Vacation. I'm looking very forward to London Has Fallen, which is the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. I thought Olympus Has Fallen was an incredible action movie. Kicked White House Down's ass, like hand over fist.
It was sad. It was kind of sad.
Olympus Has Fallen was just so awesome. It was great to see Gerard Butler back in there just kicking ass like he should be doing more often. And I'm just so excited that they're doing a sequel to that film. Looking forward to Hitman, Agent 47. This is the sequel to the Hitman movie from several years ago. This was supposed to be Paul Walker in the main role, but obviously he passed away, so it's not going to be him. Instead, it's Rupert Friend from Homeland, which he's a really great actor, and I think he'll do pretty good as Hitman. I'm looking forward to The Man from U.N.C.L.E. This film was actually supposed to come out this year, and they decided to push it back to give it a summer release in 2015. It's directed by Guy Ritchie. It stars Superman himself, Henry Cavill, and Armie Hammer. Basically, it's another spy franchise type film that I'm a big Henry Cavill fan, and I'm looking forward to seeing him step into this role. Next is Grimsby, another movie where I've seen no trailer, but the synopsis of it sounds awesome, and it stars Sacha Baron Cohen, of course, Borat himself. I love that dude. He's just hilarious, and it's
freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's great, and in this movie, he's like, his brother is Mark Strong, and basically, his brother is like this awesome Secret Service type agent, and he, of course, is the bumbling kind of idiot, and they got to do like a mission together, and that just, in my head, I just picture this, and it's hilarious. So I'm looking forward to Grimsby. Next is Pixels, which is the new Adam Sandler film where video game like characters start to come to life and they start attacking New York. That sounds amazing. And it's Adam Sandler with Kevin James and all those guys. Peter Dinklage is in it, directed by Chris Columbus. I think it's going to be awesome. Ted 2, of course. Ted was one of the most hilarious movies over the last couple years, and I'm very excited to see what they do with a follow-up. Get Hard, which is the new Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart comedy. The trailer for that just came out, and it looks hilarious. Looking forward to Chappie, which we've mentioned a couple times, which is the robot kind of got that Johnny Five still alive type of feel.
Exactly.
But it, directed by the guy who did District 9 and Elysium, and this guy definitely knows sci-fi, so I'm looking forward to Chappie, and it's got Hugh Jackman as a villain in it, so that's pretty cool. Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Come on, Hot Tub Time Machine was awesome, so I can't wait to see the sequel.
It was.
And this one actually made both of your guys' top tens. It just barely missed mine, which is Kingsman, The Secret Service. I am very much looking forward to this film. Matthew Vaughn's a great director. It gave me that kind of X-Men First Class and Kick-Ass vibe that he did in that movie, and it looks like an incredible action film. And my last honorable mention is Taken 3. Taken 3 is actually coming out in like less than two weeks on January 9th. And as I say this, the trailer is on TV right now, which is kind of crazy. It's like it knew. I'm all Taken 3, January 9th in theaters. Yeah, this one looks awesome. Like Pat said, you know, like the first movie's amazing. The second one, not as much, but it was still a fun action movie. But this third one, it just looks incredible because they're kind of taking it in a different vibe, and now it's like he's framed for murder and he's trying to just, you know, clear his name. So it's not really that same kind of kidnapping kind of scheme. So I'm looking really forward to Taken 3. All right, so here we go. Top 10, ladies and gentlemen, of 2015. Coming in number 10 for me, it's San Andreas. Pat mentioned this one earlier. This is the earthquake disaster film starring The Rock. And the trailer for this just dropped a couple weeks ago, and I think it looks fantastic. I love disaster films, and this looks like the mother of all disaster films. I know when they started making this, this is going to be in full 3D. It's going to be awesome. Obviously, The Rock is my dude. He's my favorite actor going right now, so I am on board of anything that he does. But this thing looks great. Carla Cugino is his wife. They got Alexandra Daddario, who I love, is his daughter in the movie.
Yeah.
It's got a great cast. Paul Giamatti's in this, and it just looks like it's going to be a hell of a ride. It comes out in May, so definitely looking forward. San Andreas is number 10. Number 9 for me, and this is really just because I am a big comic book fan, and I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt, so it cracked it for me. It's the Fantastic Four. It's hard because kind of what you guys have been saying, it's like the more you read about it and the more you hear about it, the more it's kind of pissing me off and making me it's really worrying me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm trying to just put my faith into it. They got a really good cast in Miles Teller, Kate Mara, Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Bell, Koba as Doom, like you know, Peep said. It's got a really, really good cast. It's directed by Josh Trank, who did Chronicle. He's also going to be directing one of the Star Wars spinoff films. So he's got a really good eye. I'm pretty much just putting all my faith into this cast and crew. It's written by Simon Kinberg, who did write X-Men Days of Future Past, which two of us here loved. So I feel like the tools are there to make a really good movie. I'm not the biggest Fantastic Four fan, but I love comic book films in general, and I'm hoping that they really just kind of come out the corner and just blow us away with this film. So Fantastic Four, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt and putting it at number 9. And really, in pure coincidence here, my number 8 is also Mad Max Fury Road.
What?
So I think that's kind of crazy that for three of us it all hit number 8. But yeah, Mad Max Fury Road, there's two trailers out. There's a Comic-Con trailer, and then they just released a brand new one about 2 weeks ago, which you can see on MIOnTheAir.com. Click on the trailers tab. It just looks so awesome. George Miller is the director. He's back. He directed the original trilogy, so it's got that same kind of vision. You have Tom Hardy now as Max, which he's incredible, and he's going to be an awesome Max. Charlize Theron, of course. Nicholas Hoult, who is Beast in the X-Men films, he's like unrecognizable in this trailer. Like, I was like, holy shit, it's Nicholas Hoult? Because he's like got no eyebrows and he's like
Wow.
fully shaved and like it just he looks like this little albino kid. Like
Nice.
it's nuts. But this trailer, especially the brand new trailer that just dropped, is like a mind-blowing
Yeah.
orgasmic experience. It's just like it's so crazy with the music and the visuals, and it's just this looks like it's just gonna be like an LSD trip of a movie.
It's
And
almost art.
yeah, I mean, it's insane, man. So like I'm just blown away by this thing, and everything they've been putting out for it looks incredible, so I can't wait. Number 8, Mad Max Fury Road. Number 7 for me, and I'm a little sad because neither of you mentioned this, and I'm like, wow, because I'm super stoked for this. Number 7 for me is Mission Impossible 5. I
Yeah, nope.
am a gigantic Mission Impossible fan. Love the first movie, but then it increased for me after that. It was like number 2 was amazing. 3 was so awesome with Philip Seymour Hoffman as a bad guy. Number 4, Ghost Protocol, one of the best movies of that
Oh, that's
entire
awesome.
year. Yeah, incredible. And now we got number 5 coming. Christopher McQuarrie directed this. He's the one that did Jack Reacher, so he's already got that pre-established connection with Tom Cruise. Paula Patton is back, Jeremy Renner's back, Simon Pegg is back, Ving Rhames is back, which I'm super excited for because he only had a cameo in Ghost Protocol. I don't know. After Ghost Protocol, I don't know how anybody can't be super stoked that this movie's coming out. So I'm just can't wait. So even without seeing anything really for it, Mission Impossible 5 is one of my most anticipated films of the year at number 7. Number 6, Terminator Genesis. Yes, I am looking really, really forward to this. It's directed by Alan Taylor, who directed Thor: The Dark World. And I think this has a great visual aspect to it. I love that, and so I know a lot of people don't, but they are Star Trekking this thing. So basically, it's not really, it's a soft reboot, but it's also a semi-sequel. We're going back to the events of the first film, but there's a time rift in it, and basically, old Arnold was already sent back even earlier to protect Sarah Connor when she was a little girl. So then when the Arnold from Terminator 1 pops up, old Arnold's waiting for him, and he's like, "I've been waiting for you," with the shotgun, and he just pops him, and like, and then of course that takes like a shift. Like everything changes at that point and starts changing in another direction, and now you have, these different versions of these characters, and the timeline is completely reset at this point. And now it's can we stop Judgment Day, and we can redo all of the stuff now from the previous. It doesn't take away anything from the previous films, but it also gives us the freedom to do what we need to do in a new, because they plan this to be a new trilogy. So it's exciting because I love the trailer. Emilia Clarke looks awesome as Sarah Connor. I like Jai Courtney, and I think he's going to be a great Kyle Reese. Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, being back. And I forget, Jason Clarke, I believe is his name, is going to be Connor. Yeah, it looks incredible. So I'm super, super stoked for Terminator Genesis. I'm a big, big fan of the Terminator franchise. I love them all. So I can't wait to see what they do with this new vision of
I bet you in the sequel they're going to go after his grandparents instead. He's like, "All right, let's
it.
skip everything. Let's go after this guy."
You never know. Number 5 for me is going to be Ant-Man. Not an Ant-Man fan. This was not a comic book I ever got into or a character I ever really cared about. But just like Peep said, it's like the fact that it's a Marvel film and this is the closing film of Phase 2. And at this point for me and like most people, Marvel can do no wrong. And I just love everything about it. I love Paul Rudd. Evangeline Lilly is awesome. You have Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. I mean, Corey Stoll is Yellow Jacket, and Yellow Jacket looks amazing if you've seen like the poster art for how he looks in this film. He's so badass. And it's a silly, silly concept, but you know what? It's Marvel, and I can't wait to see the little twists and turns that they do with this film as far as where the connections lie. You know, are they going to make a reference to Hank Pym creating the Ultron program? You know, or anything that's going to kind of tie it together? There's got to be something since it's closing out the phase. They need this to kind of bleed into other things, and I'm so excited. The first trailer for this is going to drop like any day now, probably within the next week, and I'm so excited to see the first footage from this film. I know it went through a lot of ups and downs with Edgar Wright was supposed to direct, and he dropped out because he became a big crybaby because he didn't want to do it the Marvel way. Hey man, do it the Marvel way. All right, so Peyton Reed came on board, and from everything I've heard, everybody loved working with this dude. Peyton Reed is a huge comic book fan and definitely treated this with respect. And I think it's going to have a great blend of humor and action, and I think it's going to be a really great film. So Ant-Man is number five. Number four, Jurassic World. What can you say? This is 20 years later, after the first Jurassic Park movie. The park is finally open. The teaser trailer that came out looks great. Chris Pratt is the man right now. Like Peep said, also riding a motorcycle, got a gang of velociraptors chilling, running down the street next to him. There's some man-made dinosaur running around that they didn't show us, and like I hope they don't show us ever in any of the trailers because I want to see when this thing steps out on screen in IMAX
Exactly.
and just be like, damn, you know. But I'm excited. I think this is going to be an excellent film, one of the best of the year. So Jurassic World is number four for me. Number three, Furious 7. I like Geeky Pat. This is my franchise, man. Like 7 films later, I've been watching this thing since 2000 when this little film called Fast and the Furious came out, with this dude Paul Walker, who I only seen in teeny boppy movies, and Vin Diesel, who I had only seen in like Pitch Black at that point. And I was just like, okay, let's see what's up with this. And it was fun. And then it was like, number two came and Vin Diesel wasn't around anymore, and then it was Paul Walker and Tyrese, and it was like, okay, this is cool. It's still a cool car movie, whatever. And then number three, Tokyo Drift came out, and it was like nobody was in it, and it was kind of like this just they were just milking the name Fast and Furious. But it had a little cameo there from Vin Diesel at the end, and it kind of gave you a little bit of hope for the future of this franchise. And then it was like part four came, and it brought everybody back together. Part 5 came out, which is my personal favorite of the franchises, Fast 5. And they added The Rock, and they brought everybody back together from all the first set of movies. Fast 6 was amazing and took it to another level. And here we are, Fast 7. You're going to add Jason Statham to the mix now as the bad guy. And unfortunately, it's the whole thing with Paul Walker, man. You know, it's like he passed away. They were only like halfway through filming this film, and they went through so much to try to like green screen him in, and they used his brothers as like stunt doubles, and they did so much on this film to really kind of retire this character the proper way. And I'm so intrigued to see what they end up doing with Paul Walker's character in this film. You know, how are they going to handle this? How can they make it feel legit that he would actually walk away, you know, because that's my hardest part is if you're a fan of this franchise, you know Paul Walker's character would never leave Dom and the gang like behind. They're family, that's their code, that it's always one for all for one kind of thing. So like I don't understand. Like I personally always felt the only way you could get rid of him is to kill him off. And I'm not saying that to be morbid because he's dead. It had nothing to do with that, but it was like for the sake of the character, and I truly believe that he would even tell you this, and it's like you would have to kill this character off. But from everything I've heard, they did not kill him off. They kind of retired his character the proper way, have him, you know, to take off with the wife and the kid, and you know. So I'm just really, really anxious to see how this all plays together. But the one and only trailer that came out for this film, oh my God, dude, I've watched it like a dozen times. It's just so incredible. These films just continue to take it to a whole nother level. I'm excited to see James Wan, who stepped on board to direct this film. You know, the last like what, 3, 4, 5, and 6 were all directed by Justin Lin, who is now going to direct Star Trek 3. He's been the Fast and Furious guy. Now he left, and we got James Wan, which James Wan's a great director, but he's a horror director. He did The Conjuring, he did Sinister, you know, he did, you know, like Insidious. Like he does all these horror films. So I'm like, man, can he handle a big action franchise like this? But like I said, the trailer looks incredible, so I think he's going to do an awesome job. And yeah, man, Furious 7 is going to be incredible.
And you mentioned something too that's kind of important. Like, this movie kind of legitimizes Tokyo Drift in a way too. It's kind of exciting for me in that aspect as well.
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, we've ever since Fast and the Furious 4 came out and we saw Han in the movie.
Yeah.
It was like, how is Han in this movie? He died in the last film. And then Justin Lin, the director, said, well, we're out of sequence a little bit. You always got to put Tokyo Drift at the end of the franchise. It's out of sequence. And I'm like, that's kind of odd. You know, we're kind of almost prequeling a little bit, you know? And then they made these subtle jokes in Fast and Furious 4. Dom tells Han, you know, like, we got to split up. You know, the cops are getting on to us. And Han says, you know, I might go check out Tokyo, you know? And then in Fast and Furious 5, he's like, you know, he's like, maybe we should go to Tokyo, like, with Wonder Woman, you know? And then, yeah, and then she says, don't you want to go to Tokyo? And he's like, we'll get there eventually, you know? And it's like, they kept making these little teases towards it. And then in number 6, he goes to Tokyo, and then boom, they just put in this great blend of taking the race clip of where he dies in Tokyo Drift and blending it in with Jason Statham being the guy driving the car that crashes into him. And now it's like Tokyo Drift has its place. It was always like the bastard child of the Fast and Furious franchise.
You now matter, Tokyo Drift.
But now it matters because it all plays together. Now when you watch Tokyo Drift and you see Han get smashed by that car, you're like, Jason Statham was driving that car. You know, like you...
I can almost watch it in order now.
Yeah, because now it plays in order. Now Tokyo Drift has happened and Fast and Furious 7 is actually the 7th film in the franchise and you don't have to, like, kind of reorganize them in your head. And it's going to be cool because you're going to see, like, how it plays out. The dude... I forget his name, but the dude that was the main guy in Tokyo Drift, he's gonna be in Furious 7, you know. That's cool. That's cool that they're bringing him back. He might not have that big of a role because it doesn't seem like he's not. I don't even see him one time in the trailer, but they probably bring him back to kind of do that Tokyo kind of tie-in. You know, like they have that race with Vin, and then they probably talk about Han, figure out what happened, and then you know that dude probably just stays in Tokyo. But it's cool that they're bringing that all together. It's like they always knew in the back of their mind they were going to revisit Tokyo Drift again. And they did, and they brought it all together, and it's awesome. So, yeah, Tokyo Drift, or Furious 7, it's right up there, man, one of my most anticipated films of the year at number 3. So here's where it gets a little tricky. And, you know, it's funny because we all have this pretty much in this spot, too, I believe. My number 2 is Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I've been seeing a lot of entertainment sites doing their most anticipated list, and everybody is listing Star Wars as their number 1 film of next year. And so I think it's pretty funny that none of us are listing Star Wars at number 1. You know, and it kind of almost makes me feel bad to an extent because I'm like, man, this is the sequel to Return of the Jedi that I've been waiting for since I was a little kid, you know? So it's like, how could any movie really compete with this? You know, but when I think of my anticipation, which is what this list is, it's up there. I'm super, super stoked for this. It sucks that it's another year away, but I just couldn't put it at number 1. But I am so excited for this. I can't wait till the next official trailer comes out and you actually get to see a glimpse of Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, and I want to see Princess Leia. You know, like, I want to see the original crew. I want to see how these new characters are related to the old characters. Where's the connection? I want to see Chewie. I'm so excited about it. I know without a doubt J.J. Abrams is going to kill this. This dude knows sci-fi. He is a lifelong Star Wars fan. Like, he admitted it even when he was making those Star Trek films. He was like, I'm more of a Star Wars fan, but hey, I don't mind doing Star Trek, you know. And it's like, he got his dream job, and he's very adamant to make it feel like the original trilogy and not the prequels. And I'm not going to hate on the prequels because they're fun movies. I love all the Star Wars films. We actually talked a lot about this on the People's Forum when we talked about on the prequel episode. But you know, I'm so excited that you know, this has only been like a dream ever since we were kids that they would actually do an episode 7. And it's finally here, and it's going to be out in a year, and it's super exciting. So, of course, it's no shocker. I'm going to agree with these guys here on number one, and that, of course, is Avengers: Age of Ultron. To me, no movie could possibly get me as excited as this film. You know, even with a Star Wars coming out this year, it just can't do it. I'm sorry. As much as I love Star Wars, I have, what, 10 films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that has prepped me for Age of Ultron. Just the first Avengers film is one of my all-time favorite films. I think it's the best comic book film to date. It is just it that's my jam. And the fact that we're going to get another one, and we have all of our core group coming back again, but now we have Quicksilver, and we have Scarlet Witch, and we're going to have Vision, and you know, we have all these awesome additions. You know, and like you said, Andy Serkis is in there. It's just like they're putting so much into this. The Hulkbuster outfit, which was just a dream of many people. I mean, I remember in Iron Man 3, he uses that little, like, the little kind of Hulkbuster suit at the end of the movie, and everybody was like, "It's the Hulkbuster!" But it was like, I forget the code name they used for that suit, but it was not the Hulkbuster suit. But it's just
It's like the tire jack suit or something. That's all it did.
It was expendable. It blew up.
Yeah, they all blew up.
I know, it hurts me.
Fuck that
Oh, worst Marvel movie so far, but anyway.
Oh man,
Yeah.
but you know, but it's exciting because, you know, we haven't seen Robert Downey as Iron Man in years now. You know, since Iron Man 3, we've had, you know, like, what the hell has Thor been up to? And you know, it's like I'm excited to see, you know, like, how awesome Winter Soldier was. Like, what's Cap up to right now? You know, like, how does you know, Black Widow and Nick Fury play into it with the
What's
events?
Hawkeye been doing?
What the fuck is Hawkeye been doing? Because this dude's been MIA for everything. You know, it's like he's that one agent that's just busier than everybody else.
What's the board movie? Oh, I'm sorry, too soon.
Oh man, it's just, you know, I'm so excited to just see like all of these events. I want to see, you know, Banner. We haven't seen Banner, you know, since the last Avengers film. He gets no love. You know, I want to
It's like,
see.
why are they fighting? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you know, like what is it? You know, is Ultron fucking with Hulk and making him Hulk out? Like, there's so many questions for me in this movie, and I'm sure we'll get, you know, I can't wait to see the first glimpse of Vision, because I'm
Oh,
hearing all these like set reports and all these, like, I've started to see some promo art of what Vision looks like, and he looks incredible, and I can't wait to see him like in action, like flying,
just
shooting
phase
beams
through
out.
something, yeah.
Yeah, dude, like oh my God, it's gonna be so great, especially with Paul Bettany playing him and hearing like his Jarvis voice coming out of Vision. It's gonna be like great.
Wait, you're
And
telling me Coulson's not Vision?
Coulson is not Vision.
I'm sorry, Pat. Your theory has kind of been trumped at this point.
I just want to say that for Sean.
You know, but yeah, but you know, I'm hearing rumors that there's going to be more Inhuman kind of connections to this film, which I still kind of feel like maybe that's how they explain Scarlet Witch and, you know, Quicksilver's like powers is that they're Inhumans, because this is going to be their loophole to get around the whole mutant situation. You know, but I want to see, like, if you watch the trailer, it looks like Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are working with Ultron probably at the beginning of the film, but then they know he's crazy, and then they break free and they help the Avengers. And you know, like, I want to see, you know, how Ultron's created, and I want to see him kind of like recreate himself and build himself up and make
Yeah,
himself
that, like
better throughout the
that's
film.
Ultron's thing. He whatever he's destroyed, he's always rebuilt. And how are they going to incorporate that?
You know, and I
And
know they're
always
going to do
better.
that. Yeah, he constantly is going to upgrade himself and everything. And
An
then,
impossible Wakanda.
yeah, Wakanda, I mean, obviously he's going to go get the vibranium to coat his metal in, and you know, and I want to see, because I read the synopsis thing today that said that Vision is created by Tony Stark and Bruce Banner. Like, they create Vision together, so I want to see them work on being like, dude, let's create this our own robot to like help us fight like against Vi you know, Ultron. And there's just so much to it,
Cap
man.
shield, like,
Yeah, Cap Shield, and I want, you know, it's just, you know, I'm become such a big Thor fan from this franchise, and it's like I feel like it's been forever since I've seen Thor do anything. So it's like I'm excited to see how he plays back in and do, you know, like, is he not with Jane Foster anymore? Like, what the hell's going on, man? Like, there's just so many questions I have, and it's like Avengers, this is the trailer for me. This is like the jam for me. This is many, many movies combined at leading us up to this one event, you know? So it's like in the end of the year, Star Wars may be the bigger film financially, but for me, it's just really, it's no comparison when it comes down to most anticipated that Avengers Age of Ultron would be my number one.
What does it say about the franchise since it started? I mean, considering there's like all kinds of comic movies that are out there, and then you have like the ones that we all listed in our top 10, then you still have The Crow coming out, and you still have, you know, you just have like 3,000 movies or something crazy coming out next year, and this is all of our number one. We all are anticipating this number one over all these other movies that, and on their own right, I mean, there was only 10. I couldn't get them all in there, and still this was all of our number one, you know?
Yeah. No, it's big, because I thought for sure one of you would have Star Wars at the top. Because like I said, everywhere I look,
me.
Everybody,
you thought it was
like,
going to be me. But anyway.
I don't know. Somebody.
I thought it was going to be you.
The geek. It's always the geek.
Yeah, but no, it's cool. It's exciting. So let me run down the top 10 once again. Number 10 is San Andreas. Number 9 is The Fantastic Four. Number 8 is Mad Max Fury Road. Number 7 is Mission Impossible 5. Number 6 is Terminator Genesis. Number 5 is Ant-Man. Number 4, Jurassic World. Number 3, Furious 7. Number 2, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. And number 1, Avengers Age of Ultron. So that wraps up our most anticipated list of 2015. We're going to look back on 2014 really quick and kind of talk about first our disappointment. What movie stands out to us as being basically just the biggest piece of crap or just the most disappointing film that we saw all year round? And I'm not going to really count like generic bullshit that I saw on Netflix or something like that, because there's a lot of crap out there that I could start that I could start naming, you know. But when I think back of like a movie theater experience that I sat,
I think
through,
I know your worst,
and I was like, oh my god, like coming out of it. For me, the worst movie of 2014 for me is Brick Mansions. This movie, and I feel bad bringing it up because it was the late Paul Walker, and I was like, so like, yeah, I gotta go see this in the theater and support my man, and like, you know, rest in peace, like this is gonna be awesome. You know, it's a remake of this French film called District B-13, which is awesome. It's on Netflix, awesome. And I love the French version.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be great. And then the first 5 minutes of the movie, it is great. I'm like, damn, this is going to be so awesome. I'm so excited. And after those first 5 minutes of the movie, it just takes a dump right on your face. Like, it sucks so bad. It's exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. It's just so bad, man. It's so boring, and the acting is shitty, and it's got fucking RZA in it, who should never act. I don't know why anybody
hires this
dude.
Never be in a movie.
I don't know why anybody hires this dude. He is the worst actor in the world, and it's like, he's supposed to be this big gangster pimp, like, running the city, and then, like, at the end, you know, like, oh, crap. Can you hear me?
Does he create, like, 8 weapons or something like that, or? I'm just kidding.
He's, all of a sudden, like, at the end of the film, spoiler alert, he, like, all of a sudden kind of becomes, like, a good guy. and it makes no sense.
Aww, he had a change of heart.
It happens so fast, and it's like Paul Walker's like only motive is to like kill this dude because he's so evil, and then it's like at the end he's like, no, I'm a good guy, and Paul Walker's like, okay, cool, I'll be your buddy, and like you're just like, what? We just spent an hour and a half of him chasing this dude down, and he has one little like change of heart, and now it's like, okay, cool.
Wait, was he Paul Walker's father the whole time? Because that would be the only time that would be acceptable.
No, it's just Darth Vader, it's so fucking cheesy. And it's like, I just, and it sucks because I read it, this was like a passion project for Paul Walker and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, if he saw the final cut of this, he's gonna be rolling in his fucking grave. Because it's just that bad, man. And I love cheesy fucking little action flicks, but this movie was just on a whole nother level of cheese, man. I saw this with my brother-in-law, and like, I just, it was like, I felt like every minute we were glancing over at each other, like, really? Really? Did we just fucking see that? Like, it just stands out, man. Just the worst. Yeah, unfortunately, it was just that bad. So Brick Mansions for me was the worst film. If I had any other kind of honorable mentions for it, it would probably be like Into the Storm, which I saw with Geeky Pat, and we were both like, what the fuck? Like afterwards. And I just saw Annie last week. That shit sucked too. So there was no need to remake Annie. It was horrible. So those kind of stand out if I'm just thinking right off the top of my head. So peeps, let me go to you. What was your worst film of 2014?
God, man, you just don't like Electro, do you? God, leave him alone.
He was okay in the movie. It wasn't his
Oh, okay. Oh. I honestly thought you were going to say your worst was Her. I mean, when you told me about that, you just
You
you...
know, Her is a 2013 film to me.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It came out in 2013, so that
Gotcha.
would definitely be one of my worst films. I got into it with somebody on Facebook the other night over that film because they were like, "This is the greatest film of the last couple years," and I was like, "No, it sucks." And it just, oh, that movie is so bad,
Ah, okay.
so bad.
I'd never even heard of it, but whatever.
Oh, it's horrible.
Wow. Cool. Alrighty, so it's not going to be what you guys think. As much as I want to say it, it's definitely not going to be it. But I did mention this on our reboots and remakes episode on the People's Forum, and kind of like what Don was saying, you know, like with Annie, like I know this movie wasn't made for me, but the thing that pisses me off is that it could have been written to satisfy my age group along with the younger crowd, and it literally could have been a phenomenal movie, especially with all the sequels that they're going to be coming out with. But that is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Ninja
Oh,
Turtles, whatever. I was so disappointed with this movie,
it's
and
not the
yes,
worst of the year. Come
it is
on.
mine. It is my biggest disappointment. It
Oh.
is my. I was really looking forward to this one, but again, after all the all the shitty things I was hearing that Shredder was going to be a white dude and the Ninja Turtles were going to be aliens and that kind of derailed me. But I'm just a really big Ninja Turtles fan, have been ever since I was a kid. And as you guys know, I kind of don't let go of some of those childhood figures that they again they make Marvel comics into movies now. Adults like it, they make it for adults, and they make it for kids. Everybody likes it. And they could have done that with Ninja Turtles. And excuse me, I got some ham in my throat. All right. And Geeky Pat and I were talking about this, and I'm going to have Geeky Pat on, and we're going to be talking about specifically Ninja Turtle films. And they just completely dropped the ball on this film for me. There's so many ways they could have just killed it with this film. Trust me, there is Ninja Turtle lore galore. And they could have
Yeah.
just touched it on so many different levels. The only thing they got right was the Ninja Turtles at the way that they act. Raphael's a douche, Michelangelo, they got that right. Splinter was weird and ugly
His
and
monk.
yeah, exactly. It was the googly-eyed alien from Men in Black. I mean, come on. It just, I don't know. It just really frustrated me. They could have done so much better with that movie. They have a freaking cartoon coming out right now on Nickelodeon, and it is like, it is really
Awful.
good. And it maybe they're trying to stay, go away from the cartoon right now. That's probably why they made the movie so different. But even with that, they still could have, like Pat has said, they still could have taken a lot of elements from the original Ninja Turtles comic book. They came out way before the cartoon. It was a darker comic. April O'Neil was black, and I'm not saying I want April to be black. I'm just saying how different it was compared to everything else.
I'd rather have
I just,
Megan Fox.
And that's it. Why do we even need April freaking O'Neil in the movie? We don't. We need Ninja Turtles. No, we don't. She is a side character.
Hey, look, the problem is Leonardo's not sexy.
Exactly.
But Mikey is, though. I mean, that's all right. Oh, wait, no. But all right, and that's all I gotta say. I mean, yeah, that I could have said X-Men Days of Future Past. I have my beef with it, but you know, it was a disappointment. But as Pat said, a lot of issues that I have with it. It doesn't take away with the from the movie. It's just a lot of issues that I have would have made the movie so much better for me, and I'm sure for everybody else, because you know I know everything, but. So that's my beef is Ninja Turtles. And Days of Future Past is my honorable mention.
God.
So yes,
the only person in the world that would list Days of Future Past as an honorable mention.
I found one person on Google the other day.
Oh
so.
My God!
Yeah, tell your mom I said hi.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's only got a 93% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
One of the worst of the year, right?
Yeah.
All right, yes. Geeky Pat, what do you got for the stinker of 2014?
Well, I had to give some honorable mentions because it was tough. The Fault in Our Stars. Oh my gosh,
was so weird.
Oh gosh. Anyway, I wanted everyone to die in that movie. I just didn't care. And then I think Into the Storm was pretty rough. I think the best parts are their. Talking like they're a new video camera, but there's no video cameras. I think that was the end of it.
That was so bad.
So awful. But the worst movie, I have to say, I actually had no fun in. I was not entertained. It was the worst movie ever. It was A Walk Among the Tombstone.
Definitely honorable mention for me, too.
Let me tell you
I forgot about it. That's how bad it was.
Let me tell you how bad this movie is, okay? First off, it's Liam Neeson. They sell it to us like a Taken 3, right? We're like, awesome. We're going to watch this awesome movie. I look over. I hear Don sleeping. I say, Don, wake up. You're missing the movie. And I'm like, how could he fall? I mean, this is a boring movie. I don't know how anyone could fall asleep in a movie. And like, a few minutes later, he's like, Pat, wake up. <Fall asleep. laughs>
We both fell asleep
during this movie. I don't know why we didn't get up and leave. I guess we were both hoping it would get better, but it never did. There was no real good storyline. There was no plot. There was whole scenes in there that didn't add or take away from anything. It was just long, unbearably long. Anything good you saw on the trailer. And it was just, it was the worst movie. I felt ripped off when I left. I think the best part of that was the popcorn. I mean, the rest of the experience was just awful. So I would have to say Walk Among the Tombstone was my worst movie of 2014. Ever, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty bad.
To give Fred a shout out. Fred's worst movie of... Mr. Friggin's worst movie of 2014 was Lucy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Lucy does not deserve to be on the list, but the last 15 minutes does. Because I still stand by my review of it. Let's say the film's an hour and a half. The first hour is very entertaining. It's a lot of fun. And the last 30 minutes, it just goes to shit very quickly, and it just becomes a clusterfuck of a film. So yeah, I would say the last 30 minutes of the film, at least 20 minutes of the film, belongs in the worst list of 2014.
Okay, we'll put 20 minutes in there.
There you go. All right, well, let's close out on a high note, which is our favorite film of 2014. You know, it's been a big year. There's been a lot of great films. You know, we've had so much stuff throughout the year. But now it's over. We're getting nothing else new. So we can look back and we can say what film brought us the most joy. And I think I can pretty easily say that for me, Guardians of the Galaxy still stands out as my favorite film of the year. That film, its replay value is so incredible. You know, I saw it multiple times in the theater. I bought it on Blu-ray a couple weeks ago when it came out, and I've already seen it like three times since I've gotten it on Blu-ray. It's such a fun film that you can really just pop on whenever the hell and always get a blast out of it. It's funny, it's got great action, it's a Marvel film. It's a classic, man. It's a sci-fi space opera classic already, and the film's only been out for less than 6 months. So I'm so excited to see where they take this franchise in the future. I'm excited to see if there's any, connections with them in the Avengers and the Infinity War coming out in a couple years. But for me, yeah, I mean, of course, honorable mentions being like Captain America: The Winter Soldier, Transformers: Age of Extinction. There was some, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Lots of really big, good movies this year. X-Men: Days of Future Past. Lots of good stuff. But in the end result, nothing brought me more pleasure from a movie-going experience to a home experience as Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's going to be my number one for 2014. Gigi Pat, what was your favorite of the year?
Well, Don, I would have to say it was a walk among the tombs. Just kidding. I think my favorite, of course, is Guardians of the Galaxy. It might be one of my favorite movies of all times. I mean, it's just, I have it on DVD. Actually, I have it on Blu-ray and DVD, but I watched it on Blu-ray. And I've watched it like 4 or 5 times since I've owned it, which is terrible because I have other movies I've not even opened out of the package. Same with some video games, because I keep watching this movie in the limited time I have. It's just great. It's absolutely funny. I enjoy every bit of it. Rocket is awesome. I would never, if you would have asked me, "Hey, Rocket Raccoon, what do you think about him as a comic character?" I'd have been, "Who?
Yeah,
What?"
I did, and you—that's exactly what you said.
Yeah. You say, "Hey, what about Rocket Raccoon?" Never heard of him. It's like, whatever. Is he in a video game? Yeah, I mean, he was in a Capcom game, Marvel versus Capcom, right? I mean, that was it. I didn't know. I mean, this was an all-time surprise for me as far as comic book movies. They were nobodies. They were nothing. It was an obscure comic book. I read a few of them from the 80s. I had no idea that I didn't even understand what they were going to do with these characters. And oh my goodness, it's everything inside of me was just, oh, I love this movie. I think I saw it 3 times that weekend. And so it was just absolutely good. I mean, honorable mentions, I mean, of course, all the ones you just mentioned. I would even throw RoboCop in there. I really enjoyed that movie, even though I slammed it really hard last time I talked about it. But
I love that movie, but I hate it. But I love
no, I just told you what I told you why it wasn't as good as the prequel. I do love the movie though.
I know.
It is a good movie, so you should still get it and watch it. Even Spider-Man 2, I did enjoy it somewhat. I'm glad that it came out and I watched it, and now it's dead and the franchise is gone forever. But I did enjoy that when it came out, and I remember you and me leaving the movies, and I was pretty happy about it then. Then Don explained to me why I was wearing Coke glasses, beer goggles, whatever they're called, rose-colored glasses. Because yeah, I think more of the fanboy in me liked the movie at that time than anything. But I still enjoyed it.
That
I'm
was our
glad I.
first IMAX too, man. So.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't my first IMAX, but yeah.
Oh.
But it was the first Spider-Man IMAX experience I ever had.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of good movies, but again, I don't. I'm hoping Avengers tops Guardians because that'd be awesome. But I don't think it's gonna be hard because I love Guardians.
Could you imagine if it did, though? I mean, it's like
Yeah.
that's like you guys would have to change your rating scale and just add a six to it or something. I don't know.
Six soggy burritos.
Yeah, the bananas.
Soggy bananas.
Cool.
All right. Well, peeps, what is your favorite movie of the year?
Right on. And as much as I agree with 100% of everything that you guys said, the movie that I guess I would say just kind of blew me out of the water, I mean, the most was Captain America: Winter Soldier. I went into this movie with mediocre expectations. The first Captain America was, it's definitely not my favorite of the movies. I liked it, but it was okay. So I went
Yeah, I
into
agree.
this. I went into this. I mean, even my boy Geeky Pat. I mean, he hadn't even seen this movie. I was there the day it came out. Pat hadn't even seen it for like maybe a week or two. Again, we didn't have high expectations for it. But after watching this movie, I mean, the twists, the turns, the action, oh, like it. That movie just, oh, it was so good. I mean, the. I don't know, spoiler alert. I'm not going to really reveal anything, but the big, twist at the end, it's like that to me. I'm like, "Oh my God, this changes everything in the Marvel universe." This what is Avengers going to be like? What is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. going? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, I mean, that was big.
It was huge, and you know, and like I said, the fight scenes between him and the Winter Soldier, and you know, with Nick Fury, I'm like, oh snap! I mean, obviously, you know, he didn't die in the first, you know, 2 seconds of the movie, or you know, first, you know, 30 minutes of the movie, but I mean, they definitely almost kind of convinced me that happened. I don't know, man. Like, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy like twice as much as I've seen Winter Soldier. It's because, like you guys said, it's such a fun movie. But in terms of like, I just leaving the theater and just completely in awe, I think I was definitely, you know, Winter Soldier had that effect on me more than Guardians. I knew Guardians was going to be good. I was telling everybody how good it was going to be. It was definitely better than I anticipated. But again, that Winter Soldier, it just, I would, it's kind of hard for me to say with Avengers, but you know, Winter Soldier is probably my favorite Marvel cinematic movie that has came out. Yeah, again, you know, there's so many. The roller coaster of emotions. I took a couple people, you know, to see that movie. Like I said, I took my geeky Pat. I took another friend, and each person I took, they just leaned over to me halfway through the movie, and they're like, "Oh my god, this is so good!" I don't know. It's.
I think I said, "Wait, film. Captain America's cool."
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Dude, yeah. I mean, you know, that movie had the biggest task of overcoming the odds. Let's just say, because we've talked about it, you know, the Captain America, the first Avenger, is the bottom of my list when it comes to ranking the Marvel Cinematic movies. And then Winter Soldier came out, and at the time when it came out, was my top of the Marvel Cinematic list. So it was like, I mean, if you don't count, you know, if I was taking out Avengers and I was looking at just the solo films, it literally was Winter Soldier number one, and then the first Captain America at the very bottom. It was like Captain America was the character that like nobody really gave a shit about, and then Winter Soldier came out, and now everybody loves Cap because that movie was so badass. He was so incredible in it. They took like his level just to a whole nother level of just everything he brought to the table. And yeah, there was nobody I knew that watched that film and then came out of it going, eh. Like, it was like, oh my god, like, that movie kicked us. I mean, I was excited for it, and that movie still blew my mind when I walked out of the theater.
And like, I can almost see why Chris Evans, why after the first couple times being Cat America, he was like, yeah, I mean, I do this much longer. But after that movie, he's like, I'll do it again, you know? I mean, he did really good job in that movie. I think maybe he was held back a little bit by the other movies because that was just cool. I think I'm excited about seeing him in the Avengers Age of Ultron now, where if you would have asked me before that movie, I'd have been like, he could be in it, I guess.
Exactly. And there's so many little Easter eggs in there for people that aren't even comic book fans. I mean, the introduction of Crossbones and all that. And you know, like,
come on.
Batroc, right, the Leaper, the worst, honestly, and, you know,
the worst Spider-Man villain. Go
ahead. So, I mean, you take this and you take Guardians, two, honestly, to me, they are very eye-to-eye in terms of overall movies. Maybe what took Captain America over the top was the after-credit scene. I know that's not really a part of the movie, so I shouldn't really be considering that, but Guardians after-credit scene versus Captain America, I mean, come on, like, segue into the I mean, Don, you know, mentioned on the show a few times that, you know, there's a rumor of, you know, the twins possibly being in the after credit scene. We don't know yet. And then and we got it. So I don't know, it's really good. Love that movie. Again, guy with no superpowers, how does he come out with one of the baddest movies of the year? I don't know. So
he has superpowers.
He does. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He can run pretty fast.
On your left?
On your left?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Even the sub-characters in that movie.
Yeah!
Falcon. You know,
I'm telling you.
I was kind of skeptical until I saw it.
So, like, you know, what Captain America 2? I mean, everyone's talking Civil War. Him and Tony Stark, but you know, we got Falcon, we got Winter Soldier that might pop up. You know, there's so many. It's a great movie.
Don,
it's
I have going a to be some.
Yep.
Yes.
Do we have Falcon confirmation at all in Avengers: Age of Ultron?
No.
That's kind of disappointing.
He's doing the mission that Hawkeye was doing in the Captain America movie. So
not shooting a Bourne movie.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, Marvel's trying to keep as much tight as they can, you know, from this franchise. And I wouldn't doubt that when you first meet Cap in the movie, that he's with Falcon, you know, and then they kind of branch off, you know, like, hey, keep looking, because they're going to be on this search for Bucky, and, like, I could see him being like, hey, keep, you know, we got this tip, you know, why don't you go check it out, I got to go, you know, over here and do this, or whatever, like, I wouldn't doubt seeing Falcon pop up in some kind of little cameo, but I've heard nothing about him actually popping up. At least we get a War Machine pop up in this one, which we didn't have in the first film.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. So, good list there. You know, a lot of Marvel love. We got two people saying Guardians of the Galaxy, one saying Winter Soldier. Like I said, Winter Soldier was probably my runner-up for the year, right behind Guardians. So, great, great year for movies. We put 2014 into the books here. And there's your list from all three of us of our most anticipated films of 2015. We all have Mad Max Fury Road at number 8, and we all have Avengers Age of Ultron at number 1, and that is pretty awesome. So, thank you everyone for tuning in for this very, special, Am I Still on the Air, as we count down our most anticipated films. Let's run it down from everybody. Geeky Pat, where can people find you on the interwebs?
RedDragonRadio.com, RedDragonsRadio.com, RedDragonsRadio.com. That's where you can hear me. Just go down there and click on the This Week with the Geek. I mean, go ahead and stop on the way down at Am I on the Air and Am I Still on the Air and the People's Forum. But then when you get done with all those, click on This Week with the Geek and listen to my show. It's pretty fantastic if you're a nerdy, geeky guy. And then go ahead and check out Out of the Wrist, which I'll have another one out tomorrow. And so you'll be looking forward to that. Also, you can check me out at geekypatbroadcasting.com. The webpage is about to make a big shift, but you can still get there right now. Check out my Let's Plays and stuff. And you can always best place to hit me is Twitter, and that's at geeky_Pat.
There you go, geeky_Pat. Peeps, where can people find you?
Yeah, okay, all right. Same exact places you can find my boy Geeky Pat, you know, that reddragonsradio.com, X3. But yeah, I got my, you know, People's Forum that I pretty much do exactly what we did tonight. I will have a topic, and I'll have a few guests on, and we just kind of, you know, discuss things that we love and hate about video game films or prequels and reboots and whatnots. And pretty soon here, we're going to be having something specifically for current comic books that are coming out right now. So if you're into that type of thing, you know, just definitely tune into the People's Forum. If not, I got plenty of movies and TV show insight out there for you. And I even have a few episodes explaining who the Justice League are, if that's a group of folks that you guys aren't too familiar with, and Suicide Squad as well. So yeah, go ahead and peep me at Twitter for my peoples, number 4, MYPEEPLES, and get at your boy. Thanks for having me on, Don.
Yep, you know it. So yeah, once again, it's geeky_Pat on Twitter, and peeps is at for my peoples. Of course, you can follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio also, so you can always be in the know when any of these new podcasts get posted. You can get a little shout-out, get a link, and go check it out. But yeah, Red Dragons Radio is really the hub of where you can go. You can listen to This Week with the Geek. You can listen to the People's Forum. You can, of course, listen to Am I on the Air. You can listen to the Am I Still on the Air specials and a lot more programming all right there on RedDragonsRadio.com. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. You can follow the show at Am I on the Air to get all your hookup news for TV and entertainment and movie stuff. And yeah, once again, 2014 in the books. I hope you all had a great year, and we'll talk to you again in 2015. Alrighty, peace.
Deuce. I'm drinking.